All right. Every Sabbath when trying to find or think of a children's story, try to think of something that Josiah hasn't heard recently. We'll see if he remembers this one. Because it's another one of my favorite resources is my 20-volume set from the 1960s of Uncle Arthur's Bedtime Stories. which Benjamin, when he first started to learn to read, how many times did you read through that whole set? Or at least once. I think you read through the whole set. So Ben's going to know this story. Well, this is another story that happened during World War II. And Bob and Millie lived in Cornwall in England, and they were pretty young, so they didn't really understand everything that was going on in the world, but there's one thing they did understand. When Mom went to the grocery store, there were things you couldn't find anymore. And there were some things that Bob and Millie really missed, but the one thing they missed most of all was bananas. Because all the imports of pineapples and bananas and things like that had stopped because of the war. And their mom had a set of Uncle Arthur's Bedtime Stories that she read to them, and a big theme is answered prayer. So Bob and Millie said, "Mom, do you think if we prayed for Jesus to send us a banana that he could?" And she said, "Well, Jesus could, but that doesn't mean that he necessarily would right now because we have this war going on and just there's no bananas coming to England." And do you think that dampened their faith? No. They knew that all of these prayers that Jesus had answered for these other boys and girls, that he could answer their prayer. So every day, Bob and Millie prayed for Jesus to send them a banana. And they prayed, and they prayed, and they prayed. And Mom, she goes, they're just going to have to keep praying. There's never going to be a banana. Well, turns out that there was a gentleman who had been in a country where there were bananas, and he had packed them in his baggage when he came back into England because he knew that people there in England would be missing bananas. And so he started to give them out to some of his most special friends. Well, one of his most special friends was Bob and Millie's aunt, and they knew about this prayer that Bob and Millie had been having, so she wrapped it up in multiple layers of paper to keep it safe, and she sent it in the mail, but all she put on the package was, "Guess what?" So that package got to Bob and Millie, and they kept making guesses, and they kept unwrapping, and here's another layer, and another layer, and another, they kept making guesses, and unwrapping, and unwrapping. And there was that banana. And you would think that Bob and Millie would be jumping up and down, but Mom looked, and they had a little bit of a disappointed look on their face. And she said, "Well, you've been praying for a banana." And they said, "Yes, but we were kind of hoping that Jesus would send us each our own banana." And Mom said, "No, would you just be thankful Jesus sent you that banana, and you can cut it in half, and there's so many other children in England that don't have any banana, so you be happy with that banana." So carefully, they unpeeled their banana, and inside it was a twin banana. There were two separate bananas inside one banana peel, and so Jesus sent them each their banana. But it was in one package.